need to recognise, I suppose, first of all, that it's very terrifying, particularly for elderly people living in rural or isolated areas, when an incident like this happens, because it exposes the fear and the vulnerability that there are for many people living in those kind of circumstances. That said, it's not a common occurrence. It's quite a rare occurrence, and the vast majority of people in the community are safe. And, you know, when this does happen, it causes huge fear and tension and anxiety among people, naturally enough. And we have to make sure that we have measures in place to protect people as much as possible. And from that point of view, I think there needs to be, a greater effort to ensure that people have better lighting in their homes, that they have alarms, that they have cameras, all of those things. And I called before for the state to put a scheme in place for grant aid, but to assist older people, for to have those kind of measures in place, which would be a deterrent for anyone who would come raiding like that. We also, of course, need to see stronger numbers of Gardaí and more Gardaí out on the beat, and where possible, we need more technology in place, such as CCTV cameras, particularly at road intersections and junctions like that, so that when this kind of incident happens, that the people who are responsible can be caught and dealt with appropriately. It's very, very fearful for elderly people out there in those circumstances. And, of course, we also think of Tom Island, who is still recovering in hospital from the incident that happened in Sligo. And, it's tragic when these incidents occur. The guards can't be everywhere all of the time, but at the same time, we do need to put as much measures as possible in place to ensure that the people that carry out these kinds of incidents are caught and brought to justice.
And would you agree that there's simply not enough Gardaí at the moment? We do see an ongoing recruitment campaign and Gardaí going into Templemore and that kind of thing, but they're only going in very small numbers with regards to what's needed.
That's right. You see, the maximum number of Gardaí at the moment at Templemore can turn out in any year is 800, and approximately 400 retire every year. So from that point of view, it takes a long time to build up the force to the levels that you need to get it to. We also have a growing population, and as the population grows, we need to grow the police and service as well. I think the vast majority would recognise that, you know, the guards are a good value for money from the point of view of keeping the public safe and ensuring that we have a proper society that everyone can feel safe in and can go with their business in a dignified manner. But to do that, we need to have the numbers of Gardaí in place. We need to put a community Gardaí in place that are linked into the local community, that know what's going on, that understand what's going on, and that can, in many cases, prevent problems from happening before they actually come about.